Republicans leave Vega, insane Democrats talking about jailing parents for protecting their children. By Brecken F. Teese on November 7, 2022. Triangle, Virginia. Virginia Republican congressional candidate Lee Vega rallied supporters on the eve of the election, saying, "We have to take our country back. It's insane that we're talking about jailing parents for protecting their children." At a large event in Triangle, Virginia, just minutes away from Quantico, Vega was joined by Attorney General Jason Meares, R., Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle-Sears, R., and Governor Glenn Youngkin, R., to rally voters on the night before the election. Vega's 7th District race against Representative Abigail Spanberger, DBA, is one of the most anticipated and expensive House races in the country. Vega has run her campaign speaking of the American dream, as her parents moved to the United States from El Salvador seeking a better life. She has been a police officer and a Prince William County, Virginia, supervisor. "My parents fled war-torn El Salvador fleeing the Civil War. And they came to America was nothing but the clothes on their back to hard work and humility. My parents have realized the American dream," she said. "And because of my parents, I'm fighting to keep the American dream alive for my children, and their children, and your children. And despite what the other side says about America being racist, despite what the other side says about America being oppressive, I tell them, look at my face and read my story. You'll never forget it. We'll never drown the American spirit. When people ask, why are you running for Congress? It's simple, guys. We live in the greatest country in the history of the world," she told the crowd. "You saw my family come up on this stage. I'm so proud to be the daughter of immigrants. I get choked up every time I see Old Glory. Because that flag represents freedom, that flag represents liberty, unmatched, unparalleled," she continued. But Democrat ideology appears irreconcilable with American values. "We have to take our country back, yes? We have to take our country back. It's insane that we're talking about jailing parents for protecting their children," she exclaimed. "Who would have thought that we would be having that conversation?" But that is how radical, how extreme today's liberal, progressive Democrat Party has become. "God has blessed my husband and I with 2 children. Those are my babies," she said forcefully. "And we do not, and never will, co-parent with the federal government. It's insane that you have to be over 18 years of age to get in a tanning bed. But it's okay for a 12, 13-year-old to mutilate their bodies," she continued, speaking of the issue of transgender-identifying children. Vega's running for a seat that had been Republican for years, until Spanberger won in the 2018 midterms. Prior to Spanberger, former House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, RVA, held the seat from 2001 to 2014 before being primaried from the right by former Representative Dave Brat, RVA, during the Tea Party movement. To Vega, "Democrats have lost sight of what matters, that we running for office are public servants and that you all are the bosses and you're in charge. We're sick and tired of a government telling us how to live our lives, how to spend our money, and how to raise our children," she continued. "We see the heavy hand of government interfering in our daily lives like never before. Do you all recall when they closed our churches down, but they kept the liquor stores open? Do you recall what they did to our children?" she asked. "Those scores coming back talking about the loss in learning, the psychological and mental damage. But they want us to forget about all of that. But there's no way we're going to forget. No way we're gonna forget. You all remember what they did to the brave men and women of law enforcement?" she said. "They demonized them. That's right, they abandoned them. But now they call themselves friends of law enforcement. My opponent now, all of a sudden, is for the police. But she was silent for 2 years when they were physically and verbally assaulted." Brecken F. Teese is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken F. Teese.